Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. Today, the weather across Israel is quite pleasant. Clear skies dominate Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze. In Haifa, expect a cooler morning, warming up by the afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, reporting from Jerusalem, France 24, says the U.S.-Iran truce deal is likely to be a major problem domestically for Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Just in. Also, I-24 News reports that America coordinated the Iran ceasefire with Israel prior to the deal, earlier today. Also this hour, JNS reports that Ben-Gvir toured the Temple Mount in a bid to reopen the Jerusalem holy site to visitors, earlier this hour. Separately, an attacker was killed in a gunfight outside the closed Israeli consulate in Istanbul, according to Forward, from earlier today. And finally, Jewish groups have condemned Trump's threat that a whole civilization will die in Iran, JTA reports in earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News reports that opposition leader Lapid criticized the ceasefire as an unprecedented disaster, posting just minutes ago. Meanwhile, Sajid Javid described a recent cancellation as entirely self-inflicted, writing on X just now. Avigdor Lieberman expressed concerns about the ceasefire with Iran, stating it gives the regime a chance to reorganize, posting earlier today. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S.-Iran ceasefire and its implications for Netanyahu, France 24 reports that the deal is causing domestic challenges for the Israeli Prime Minister. The truce may strain Netanyahu's standing within his government as critics question the strategic outcomes. The agreement's impact on regional stability remains uncertain. Turning to America's coordination with Israel prior to the ceasefire, according to I-24 News, Iran reduced its demands after sustained strikes on its infrastructure since the conflict began. This coordination highlights the complex diplomatic relationships in the region and underscores the ongoing tensions with Iran. Meanwhile, Ben-Gvir's visit to the Temple Mount, as reported by JNS, signals intentions to reopen the site to visitors. This move comes just after Passover, indicating potential shifts in policy regarding access to the holy site. The visit could affect religious and political dynamics in Jerusalem. Earlier today, a gunfight outside the Israeli consulate in Istanbul left one attacker dead, Forward reports. The incident raises security concerns for Israeli facilities abroad. This follows heightened tensions in the region, emphasizing the need for vigilance. On the diplomatic front, Jewish groups have voiced concerns over Trump's recent rhetoric on Iran. JTA reports leaders warn against language that could incite violence. The condemnation reflects broader anxieties about escalating conflicts and their potential global repercussions. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports a court found a tenant and her son obstructed the sale of a penthouse, causing delays and failing to meet rental obligations. This case highlights the potential legal consequences of interfering with property transactions. Separately, Israel Hayom reveals that Elon Musk's SpaceX is preparing for what might be the largest IPO ever. The company aims for a valuation of around $1.5 trillion. This ambitious move could redefine the space industry's financial landscape. And finally, Haaretz Business discusses a quiet workforce shift in Israel as the nation marks from slavery to freedom. This shift reflects evolving labor trends and could influence future economic conditions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.